producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Louisiana, I'm going to spend this 5 minutes with you, then we'll come back and go to Bob and Roberto and Nate and Judy and folks that have been holding. You ask either your friends are awake or people you know are totally unawake. That's how the universe works. You were hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. People that think they take the middle of the road, that's where you get run over. And if people aren't going to wake up now, I would just move on from them. You want to plant some seeds, warn them. Maybe down the road they're going to listen. I grieve and feel frustrated like a mouse trying to get out of a cage that's been thrown into a pond. And I kind of overheat on air and I scrabble around and I get upset because I know I'm right. And I know how epic this evil is that's growing. And I know that we have really bad people in control and that the elites have just decided to let everything go to hell in a handbasket because it is hard to manage stuff and try to have a good world. It's hard to take the high road in some respects until you've done it long enough and then there's you don't know any other way. But for people that have learned how to cheat, see, it's an economy based on cheating and manipulation rather than based on quality. And a lot of that is just the general decadence of the population. So we can't just blame the establishment. That's why more and more I get emails going, hey, why are you defending the police? You're the guy that exposed the police state. Well, yeah, I wanted to stop the globalists converting our police to a police state because the globalists are in control. I'm against that. I'm not against the police. The police really believe when they're out violating rights, most of the time they're trying to actually protect people. And you're not going to wake them up just calling them a bunch of scum. And then we're going to end up having a civil war, which is bad for everybody except the controllers. So I don't want to be put in a pen like two roosters to kill each other. I want to be smarter than that. And I'm to blame for letting our government get out of control like this and turn our police into this, or try to. You're to blame. I'm to blame for shopping at big corporate stores instead of, you know, trying to thrift stores and farmers markets. I mean, I do some of that, but I know the right answers. I know how to live. I know what to do, but I don't do it. Like, I knew everybody was going to sit there and watch those white trash convict type people call people horrible names and just ha ha ha. I mean, they were demons. And I didn't go to my car and get my cell phone and call the police. But maybe that was the right thing to do. It went on for 30 minutes. They finally did call, and they laughed at everybody and left. And half of me was like, I don't want to call the police and use the system against these people. But then I knew. I said, they'll wait. Criminals know how to wait. They'll wait till they get told the police are coming, and then they'll leave. It was all just their way to be nasty and like the Wicked Witch showing up at the lollipop party and, you know, urinating in the punch bowl. I mean, at a real level, justice was, when they were messing with every old man or old woman that walked by, that's what they were messing with, the weak, was to go over there, climb over that fence, and, you know, pick up, I mean, you know, just, but that was wrong, too. Again, last night was a microcosm of just everything else in the world, where here's these horrible road warrior-like animals, and then the police come over, they're just confused and under pressure and trying to follow orders. And you got the public all sitting there in the middle. What type of culture produced trash like that? I guarantee you, trash like that in the Old West wouldn't have been around very long. It's just the decadence of the society has allowed evil to grow. Dishonorable evil. There's always been slick and powerful evil, but just the weakest, most hunchback forms of it are just crawling around everywhere, growing. I'll come back to you, Terry, in a minute.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extract, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower. Or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Caller Trey was asking why either his friends are totally awake or they're totally unawake. And how do we wake people up? You've got to explain to people that there's an epic manipulation going on and that they're not being given the truth about how the world really works and that they've been suppressed into a false paradigm of limited information and that the mysteries of the universe are out there for them to discover and to be free men and women. This is about destiny, and that the globalists really do have it out for humanity. They really have made the decision to be selfish and to dominate. And they're bringing in a tyrannical world government. In fact, I never played this yesterday. I want to play it today after we take calls. Paul Watson did a report. Mainstream news in England, they're banning toasters and vacuum cleaners. They're reducing their power down to a level where they won't even toast bread. They're banning fireplaces, everything. That's now being phased in here. No one believed that they would ban light bulbs here. They did. No one believed they would bring in green police. It's happening. It's about total control. Al Gore said by 2013, the northern and southern ice caps will be completely melted. They grew by 43%, one of them this year, the other 30-something percent. That's on record. It's total fraud. Meanwhile, genetic engineering, all these other serious environmental things are going on. Google has come out with a chip that makes machines human. App summons drone with smartphone operating on brain signals. That's AFP. And it would be fine if the robots were being developed and we were creating a future that humanity would be part of. The globalists are designing the architecture where humanity as we know it will no longer exist. That decision has been made. The world is moving in that direction. So you should at least be told about it and at least know it. Bob, and then we'll go to Nate and Judy and Roberto and George. Thanks for calling, Bob, from Michigan. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I hope the signal or the audio is okay.
Sounds good.
I've been listening to you from the very beginning, so and I was already concerned about the executive orders and stuff way back, Nixon, et cetera, and told people, and they thought I was nuts. Well, they don't think I'm too crazy anymore. First of all, you guys, your family, yourself, and your crew over there in our prayers, this is serious stuff. My big focal point here is this Constitutional Convention, as far as I still know, is locked and loaded. And if they start diverting our attention, especially to all the craziness that's out there right now that you've put up here today, they could go quietly and do this in the middle of the night or during a holiday. I just want you to know that... and for your listeners, that once that is convened, the Constitution itself is in suspension. And that convention becomes the Constitution. And everything that I've read, and maybe there's an update on this, but if you look back in some of the old literature, I'm sure you can Google this, go look at the new state's Constitution. Everything is by privilege and if they feel like it. And it,
it's all under UN law. You have 31 points in the Declaration, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and Article 30 removes all the rights at the pleasure of the UN and the sub-secretary generals. And I've always been against the con, but now via executive power, they're shutting off our power, opening our borders, launching military operations, putting all this bureaucracy in place, going after the guns. And so it is a lot of libertarian Republican movements that are pushing the con to try to block a bunch of stuff, but we already have the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Congress that could be blocking it right now. We already have the laws, so why would a con be needed on a balanced budget when they could just pass that in Congress? Why would a con be needed on the Second Amendment when it's already there? I agree. It's very risky, but we're already, I'm not endorsing it. It's just that we're already so destroyed right now that I don't even, I mean, it's almost like pouring gasoline on a ship that's already on fire. I don't know. I mean, do you think good could come out of it? I mean, what do you think?
No, absolutely not. I think only bad can come from it. All we need to do is get some people with a backbone up there in D.C. and tell these people, no, these executive orders can be rescinded and blocked in 30 days by the Congress. Will they do it? Absolutely not. They're all bought and paid for or somehow compromised. There's just a handful of people out there right now that even understand how to do this. I think we've been given all the tools we need to fight the tyranny.
Well, I agree with you, and I've talked to a lot of constitutional scholars that agree with mine. 2 years ago, I came up with my new Declaration of Independence based on Constitution. We don't have to, as the Declaration of Independence says, remove this government and get rid of this form because it's become destructive and it's our right duty to create a new one. The globalists have hijacked America. This isn't the republic. So we simply have the states pull out, declare that the federal government's null and void, and then re-upload the system and have the legislatures vote for who they want to appoint as the new U.S. senators. That would be Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, people like that would get elected from Texas and Kentucky. And we could basically go back to a pre-1913 upload and restore power to the states equally under a true federalist system, not the globalist system we have now, where we're run by a globalist think tank system controlling the overpowered central government. I mean, we really do have a collaborator government controlled by offshore interests. We really are a captured nation. We're being used in the exploitation phase, like the communists do, to use American muscle and power to overthrow other countries now. We're in the middle of a global domination game right now, and they blackmailed Congress. The sky's the limit. I mean, when they put our military under NATO command, and they openly arm al-Qaeda to murder Christians, and they openly get rid of our borders, and they openly waive laws, and they openly let illegals fly but citizens can't, I mean, this is only the beginning. That's another. We ought to have a whole show about, if they've gotten away with all this, what's coming next? Because if they've already done all this, can you imagine? Can you imagine what's coming now? Well, we know. It's arresting libertarians and governors and people that aren't complete communists. I mean, as bad as Rick Perry is, he's conservative compared to Obama, or libertarian because he's pro-gun and anti-abortion. So why not just lock him up? I mean, they've got enough laws in this country where everybody's committing a crime. And so everybody just better make a decision which side they're on right now, because Katie bar the door. This is the takedown of America. And it's not going to get better. They don't want to just take it over. They want to take it over so they can persecute people, so they can have their way with us. They are criminals. People say, well, why do they want to do that? Because they're a bunch of howling, out-of-control control freaks. Why would a bunch of white trash thugs want to sit there at the edge of Barton Springs yesterday screaming at old people, calling old women ugly and gross and making fun of old men and threatening to want to kill people and laughing like demons? Because they're demons, folks. That's why. Well, you got demons running the government. Can you imagine what those demons would do if they could actually have their way with people? If a whole horde of 1,000 such scum would come over the hill to your little farmstead 2,000, 3,000 years ago, anywhere in the world, and what they do to your wife and children out there having a good life? Look at ISIS just moves on, raping, murdering, burning, sexually mutilating, crucifying. And you look at them, they're all just like those guys I saw yesterday. Absolute trash scum, and good people haven't stood up against them, and we've let trash grow, and now we're going to reap the whirlwind, folks. So sick of it. Bob, thank you. Nate in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Yay, I made it.
Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've got a question for you. I'm a relatively new listener. I've been listening for a few months now, and so I have some questions. So I'm completely with you. I'm pretty much everything you're talking about. You know, I hear what you're saying, but then I also hear things that are positive, like, you know, if we can take them on. We pushed them back on the...
Yeah, we have victory when we take action. We have victory when we find our soul again. But at the same time, we're in a death battle. What I'm saying is it's like tied score in sudden death overtime right now with the New World Order.
But we haven't really fielded a team. I mean, we have a few people out there. We have a kicker or two. But so just using that analogy, I don't see where we're fielding a team. Okay, so the guy that was on the news on Fox, General Matt McKerny or something.
Yes.
Here's my question. Okay, he admitted it. We all know it. Now we know it. So where's the righteous people, like in the streets, doing something about it? So we're all, you know, there's those of us.
I got reporters in the streets. I'm in the streets. I hear you. I talk about it everywhere I go. I mean, I don't know. People say the government has been taken over. So we have to expose it's not a legitimate government at the federal level. We got to get our states in gear. The feds are lined up to try to crush states if the states don't get in line, because they know that's the legitimate avenue to stop this. That's why we need to make friends with good people in government. See, the globalists want us to just hate the government and get in a big fight with it, because that won't be legitimate and that'll bring in a greater tyranny. We have to be sophisticated. We have to reach out to good people in government. They have to reach out to us. Good people in corporations have to reach out to everybody else. Everybody's got to just affect their own circle. Come, I'm going to come back to you, Nate. Don't hang up. Is it Nate or Natalie?
It's Nate.
Okay, Nate, we're going to come back to you. We have to affect our own circle, promote the ideas of liberty, and also stand up to bullies and thugs everywhere you see them. If it's a corporate guy being a thug, if it's your neighbor being a thug, if it's some trashy people being a thug, if it's cops out of line being thugs, you got to confront evil or it runs wild.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Just 8-9 years ago, you were a conspiracy theorist if you said they wanted to put boxes in all the cars to tax us by the mile, and that the NSA had big hubs listening to everything we said and did. Of course, it was all public back then. It was going on, but it was buried in the back of government documents. So it was easier just to call us conspiracy theorists when we warned you. No, the truth is, our naivete has allowed all this to happen. And now the House Transportation Infrastructure Committee chairman has come out and said user fees, including vehicle miles taxed by the mile, is being considered for U.S. highways. And the boxes now are in all the cars by law. And you pay for it in the price of your vehicle. By the way, it's a global program. Cars worldwide now have it. Unless you're in Russia or Iran. They don't go along with it. Not saying Russia and Iran are good. They just aren't putting cancer viruses in the vaccines for their population. They haven't bought into the New World Order yet. They've bought into their own systems of corruption. But Nate in North Carolina, I mean, what is your specific question or comment? You're saying, you know, Alex, you say some stuff's really positive, some stuff's really negative. Yes, we have a chance to turn things around, but we have to admit how bad the system is and how destructive, or it's going to use the collapse of its own system to bring in an even more evil system. We have to expose their program so people are aware of it. Does that make any sense?
Yes, and to be sounding so negative, I'm actually a very positive person, but I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's just the bend is incredible. So for me, I'm in a situation where me and just a few people are aware to the degree that you are. And so when you try to talk to anybody else, even people that at first, you know, they seem to like have their eyes open to some degree. And then very quickly, if you're aware that not only do they not have their eyes open, but they don't even have the vocabulary of understanding. I'll tell you what, years ago, I went to, on a mission trip to the old Soviet bloc. And we were going into schools and we were talking about the Bible and we were talking about Jesus. And guess what? We could not take Bibles with us because they didn't have a foundation of understanding to even get it where the scriptures were. So what we did, we actually just took like books of Bible stories to begin to even build a vocabulary. That's where I feel like I'm at now with people is there's not even an understanding of the vocabulary.
No, I agree. We need comic books like those chick comic books. But political ones, like Chick Tracks, that, and I'm not endorsing all the stuff in the Chick Tracks. The point is that little tracks that expose the New World Order, how it works, how its system operates, so that people that are babies to all this have a basic awakening. And that's something I want to do in publishing, is come out with tracks that are basically dealing with liberty issues, Second Amendment, you name it, that are at cost that we can flood out to everybody. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm finding more and more people that they must be sensing something's wrong because I'm hearing things like, you know, we'll have to bug out one of these days. And I found that I have to let that go because I ask them, like, well, what do you mean by that? And then they don't have any idea what they mean by that. So it's they have a sense of, you know, I'm in the city, things aren't looking good, I don't know, but that's as far as it goes. And that's just an incredibly few people. So I don't know. I'm looking at it, I feel like, in a global situation, and I'm seeing things are in a dire situation and that it's incredibly pervasive. There's not one area, there's not one area where the righteous right or whatever, I don't know, made that up, is like moving to the forefront and winning. I mean, I don't see one area where we've taken.
Well, that's why Matt Drudge said last year everybody should have an emergency exit plan out of this country. That's why they're making it so hard to get out now. I hear you. Thank you so much, Nate. We're going to come back, go to Judy, and go to Roberto, and go to Gary, and go to George, and that's it for calls, because I got a bunch of news I need to get to here as well. There's just so much of it. Scorned former First Lady says Hollande, kiss and tell, says that he hates the poor. Well, of course he hates the poor. The socialists in France pay almost no taxes, have Swiss bank accounts, and don't get in trouble for it. The anti-free market people, of course they hate the poor. They're always exempt from it. They've got red carpets and jet airplanes and bodyguards, whether it's Dianne Feinstein or Al Gore or any of these people. Rupert Murdoch's anti-gun has got bodyguards. Whether it's just any of them, they're all frauds, folks. They know how the world works. They've joined the elite. They're preying on people. The Republican leadership is preying on Republicans. And the Democratic leadership is preying on Democrats. They're part of a corrupt political elite of fraudsters who who are dishonorable to the core. Quentin Tarantino, all of them, a bunch of race-baiting, divide-and-conquer, demon, slimebag, fraudster trolls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy 7 minutes TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, Paul Watson's Nanny State Report. This new cop video that we just tweeted out at Real Alex Jones. If a man stands up for his constitutional rights when they were going door to door without warrant, quote, looking for a felon. You can say, well, that's for our safety, but why'd we have a Bill of Rights before that said you can't do that? Because it always turns into a tyranny. Ebola patient escapes quarantine center in search of food. Not even feeding him. We have the Jakari Jackson breakdown on the sex tape release. Here's the headlines. Leaks of nude celebrity photos raises concerns about security of the cloud. Folks in the past didn't take their sex photos or photos of their girlfriend or whatever into the local shop to get developed because they wanted privacy. Why would you upload them to a cloud? And, again, you were the one that reminded me of that and made that point, CJ, that what are people thinking?
I can't possibly begin to imagine what they're thinking except for being lazy. We used to have these great little stores in the grocery store in the mall where you can get your photos developed, and family photos were appropriate, but if you had any naughty photos, you'd use a Polaroid, an expensive device that develops pictures instantly for all you young folks that are wondering what a Polaroid is.
Well, it's also the police state issue. Remember all the cases where it would be like two little girls with towels around them and they're hugging each other and they take their kids, even though the social workers say there's no evidence of sexual abuse? I mean, it's look, keep your private stuff private, ladies and gentlemen. It's just ridiculous. You got the Hunger Games bombshell and all of them hopping mad that they wanted to swap naked photos. Sex tapes are coming out. What did you people expect? It was Apple, so you could trust it? The NSA data mines it. Jakari Jackson's report is coming up on that subject. This is all designed. The cloud is designed so they can snoop on you. So, of course, hackers can then exploit that. Use your brains, people. All right, I want to rush through these calls. So I got like four or five video clips I want to get to. Judy in Florida, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to say one thing about Joe Biggs in the TSA line and the pat-down that he experienced. I really think he used a tremendous amount of restraint and was a gentleman because that guy was dominating him and liking it.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was a nemesis. I mean, I just thought it was disgusting because the guy knew who he was. I know he knew who he was.
And he was doing it really hard, too.
Yeah, it was a complete jerk. It's like it just grosses me out. And I had a TSA.
But see, that's government training us to that we put their, you know, we get their hands put on us. But then the border's wide open. It's just all a sick joke.
But they know they know that we know it's a joke. But you know, even those that are halfway awake. But it's just I can't believe the domination. I mean, I do, but I don't. It's just ridiculous. But I wanted to just bring up. This discussion has been up to my, you know, being able to talk to you has been really astounding because I was thinking earlier as I was working about how there basically needs to be like more compassion where it's, you know, people are concerned because I know the people that I talk to that are like customers of mine or just people in general. When I know when I woke up, which was in 2001 when the major event occurred, that I, for a couple of days, I couldn't get out of bed. I mean, that's how devastating, how shattered my paradigm was. And, you know, I wanted to die. That's how I felt like. I wanted to die because, you know, everything that I thought was reality was not. And I hear people say, well, you know, I'm going to be gone off this earth soon or, you know, God's going to take me or, you know, oh, I just want to bury my head in the sand. I mean, I hear these terms. And it's like, you know, when I look at – there's been a couple of conversations I've had with men where I see the fear – in their eyes. And it's like, I don't know if there's a different way that needs to be developed to talk to people. You know, I'm no expert. You know,
well, you're right. A lot of people you talk to about the New World Order, they feel so disempowered in their own lives. They know stuff's wrong, but don't tell me about it. What can I do? Well, you can stand up for yourself. You can have some respect. You can help other people. All of us having a better attitude, being a free people, will turn this around.
I've talked about, you know, start working on the local level. You know, I know that I've invited Rosa Quarry to come to my area, and hopefully she's going to be able to come in November. I mean, I'm in email correspondence with her now, but it's like, you know, I know a lot of really rich folks that have no idea what sustainable development is all about, but I know enough to know they're already being affected. So
exactly. So you educate them, then they learn how they're being scammed. They'll start standing up against it. Because if you get the nouveau riche, if you get the middle class, the upper middle class, the wealthy aware of what's going on, they will then understand the larger paradigm and we'll have a new renaissance. Great points. I'm going to go to Roberto in New York, then I'll go to video clips, and then back to George and Gary. Roberto, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Alex. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Nice to talk to you, brother.
Yeah, I realize that the globalists, they kind of count on us to be non-critical thinkers. Like, when you turn on the TV, all you hear about is terrorism. And then when they cover the border, it's all about, oh, don't be racist. You know, don't be racist. And that's kind of like, to me, a father not wanting his daughter to get pregnant, but giving his daughter a bottle of vodka, a hotel room, and $500 on prom night. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like a accident waiting to happen. And, I mean, bare minimum, there's been, it's come out that the cartels and the extremist groups have been in contact talking. And I don't understand why it's getting no coverage. Like, no one's making that connection.
I hear you. It's because all these different corrupt cartels, whether it's the drug cartels, the pharma cartels, the police state cartels, the big banking cartels, the Saudi Arabian cartels, they know how to go get influence. They know how to buy politicians. They know how to cut people in on the piece of the action. And now corruption's growing, and it's just eating up the whole economy. And now they have Agenda 21 in the nanny state meant to, you know, get patents on hair dryers that are low wattage, and then you can only buy it from them. I mean, it's just where the whole economy is geared, where only General Electric can have a coal power plant, nobody else can. And where only, you know, this company can operate, or only McDonald's gets a health care waiver, which then makes their food a little less expensive. I mean, it's a gamed, rigged system, where the whole world is a cross between Las Vegas and a gulag, or the gulag archipelago, or the casino gulag that Max Kaiser talks about. Thank you so much for the call. Speaking of the nanny state and Rosa Corey and Behind the Green Mask book that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, dealing with government and its takeover worldwide, we're under UN treaty, even though we haven't signed on to it. Obama came out this week on Monday and he said, I will put in the carbon taxes on all human activity, a value-added tax on basically all human activity, food, produce, fuel, plastic, electronics, how they can work, air conditioning, carpeting, just everything, basically. We'll have a carbon tax, which also brings in government surveillance, government compliance, where mom and pops can't operate. I mean, Australia's been under this 5 years, and it crippled them, so they're voting it out right now. In fact, they just did. But this is about control. We'll tell you what you can have in your house. We'll tell you what you can do. Nothing to do with the environment. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson's report.
The nanny state EU has banned many types of vacuum cleaners and is also set to prohibit kettles, toasters, hairdryers and lawnmowers in the latest example of Eurocrats gone wild. 2 years after a complete ban on incandescent light bulbs, today saw the start of a ban on vacuum cleaners that use over 1,600 watts of power, all in the name of preventing global warming. That same global warming, which over the last 2 years has resulted in an increase in the Arctic Sea ice cap by 42% or 5.6 million square kilometres, the same ice cap that Al Gore said would vanish completely by 2014. But even if you believe in the dogma of man-made global warming, this EU ban on appliances still makes no sense. If you cut the power of hairdryers by a third, then what are people going to do? They're simply going to use their hairdryers for a third longer. What kind of frigging imbeciles are coming up with these policies? The ban on high-powered vacuum cleaners, or in other words, ones that actually work, has caused a run on popular models in the United Kingdom, with sales soaring by over 50%. Retailers now face government inspections and the prospect of being shut down if they sell anything over a pathetic 900 watts. But that's not all. The European Commission plans to impose energy limitations on another 30 electrical items next year, including toasters, lawnmowers and kettles. And remember, while the EU does its level best to hamstring the free market with pointless restrictions that won't even save energy, China and India are building hundreds of coal-fired power plants every year. This has nothing to do with saving energy or saving the planet. This is about the nanny state burying its tentacles deeper into our private lives, choking consumer freedom and strangling a free market already laboring under an ongoing recession throughout Europe. And it's another perfect reason to get Britain out of the EU if David Cameron ever has the balls to graciously bestow us with a national referendum. Check out the other videos, subscribe to the channel. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. This is InfoWars.com.
There you go. There is that breakdown. I want to go to this very powerful cop video here in a moment that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Man stands up for the Constitution as police demand to enter home without warrant. But Kit Daniels just broke a story up at InfoWars.com, and I'm glad he reminded me of this. Missing Libyan jetliners raises fears of suicide airliner attacks on 9/11. That is the Bill Gertz article. It's up on Drudge. But if you go to InfoWars.com, we have an update, flashback. 13 airplanes vanished from radar months before theft of jetliners in Libya. Then we see the same make and model of the Malaysian aircraft disappear around Diego Garcia, and then another one magically gets shot down over Ukraine. Alleged hack attack took down air traffic control system in June, highlighting current dangers of missing jets. The disappearance of 11 jetliners in Libya brings to mind the 13 planes that vanished from radar in Europe due to the reported hack attack, highlighting a scenario in which commercial jets invisible to radar are purposefully crashed into cities and other critical infrastructure. And that's also a way for them to claim planes disappeared and then have them pop back up later. Back in June, two unprecedented blackouts caused 13 planes flying over Europe to disappear from radar screens, leaving air traffic controllers with no information on their location, speed detection or height, and the series of blackouts lasted up to 25 minutes. Several reports suggested air traffic control systems were hacked, according to the Telegraph. Planes disappeared from screens for a matter of seconds here and there. A German air traffic control spokesman said it must have been an external source of disruption. Yeah, they just like on 9/11, their screens blacked out or other simulated planes got put in by NORAD and other centralized DARPA systems that have control. See, they have backdoors in the cell phones, the cloud, your smart meters. These are the little robots that are in control of everything, controlled by Skynet, the globalist eugenicist. And so now they're announcing in Tokyo, robot cops to watch the public, robot cops to be in malls in England, robots to serve people their food at hotels and hospitals. And again, robots won't tattle if you're being given a lethal injection nobody knows about. Robots won't care about war crimes. Robots won't say no delivering Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda. It's the fact that we are entering an absolute science fiction time. Let me tell you, nobody should be bored right now because this is an epic time to be alive. Let's go to this video. We just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones, easiest place to find it on Twitter or InfoWars.com. Man stands up for his constitutional rights as police demand to enter his home without warrant. This is the way to handle the police state. He's polite. He's focused. He knows his rights. And they say, who you been listening to? They were going door to door. Knock, knock, knock. We're looking for a felon. Show us your ID. Not, hey, your neighbor saw you climbing in this house. Do you live here? Or, hey, your alarm went off. That would be reasonable. They would have a reason just to come to your house, though. Hey, we think the Boston bomber may be somewhere in the city. Come out with your hands up. And you're a blonde-haired woman or a black woman. You know, you're not the young man they're looking for. This is a police state. You can argue, well, the end justifies the means. No, it's never been allowed here, but it was allowed in Soviet Russia and Nazi Germany and North Korea. It is dangerous. It is evil. It is going to destroy this country. I don't care if the feds give you training to do it. It's wrong. Let's go to this video and audio.
Hello, who is it? Hello.
Can you turn that off?
No, I can't.
Okay, I said turn it off.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Turn it off.
Do you have a warrant? Hold on. We have a baby here. Okay, let me explain yourself.
I'm a sheriff's department. We're looking for a wanted felon.
Okay, he's not here.
Turn that off because I don't know what it is.
It's a cell phone.
You don't put it in my face. Don't put it in my face.
Okay. I don't have to tell you that. Do you have a warrant?
Okay.
First of all, I need three types of ID.
Okay.
Explain who you are, because you could be anybody dressed up in a uniform.
Really?
By the Supreme Court, yes.
You want to play games?
I'm not playing games.
I'm going to drag you out if you...
That's why I'm recording this. Straight to YouTube.
Is there anybody else in the house?
No, there's nobody else in the house. There's me and my family. That's it.
Okay, let me explain it to you, okay? We got a female in the apartment complex, just got beat up by her parolee at large boyfriend.
I watched the whole thing.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Then why don't you help us and step out and tell us what's going on?
I seen the dude walk off. I seen him. I heard him arguing.
Do you know
him? No, I don't.
I'm told that you guys are friends with him.
No, I see him in my... He's my neighbor.
Do you have an ID?
As far as that? No, I do not describe that to you. Do you have a warrant? Or do you suspect me of committing a crime?
I don't... You could be harboring a fugitive.
I'm not harboring a fugitive.
For all I know.
I'm not... There's nobody in here. If you want to check, please go get a warrant. There's nobody else in here.
Sir, just show us ID and then we'll make sure
I'm not him. I'm not him.
Okay? We don't know what he looks like, okay?
Okay.
Show us your ID,
okay.
Guy.
She'll explain to you what he looks like.
Describe what he looks like?
Okay.
Okay, she didn't describe what he looks like? I don't have to describe my ID.
Okay, describe your ID.
You have still not performed me three-quarters ID.
I don't know what you got.
Okay. The woman is behind him who called the cops. She knows
right now you guys are in violation of color and law.
Okay.
Because you are at my door with guns. And I feel for my life. I have not committed no crime. This is law. I have not committed a crime.
We're suspecting a harboring
a
fugitive.
No, I am not harboring a fugitive. Okay. Because you have no evidence, video, audio of me having a fugitive. You are going off words.
Okay. That's why we're here to check it out.
Okay. There is no fugitive. Okay. We're all neighbors here. You need to knock on everybody's door.
Okay, not if they said they came here.
Okay, no, they didn't come here. Okay, why would she say he came here?
I don't know.
He didn't come here. I don't know why.
Okay,
so you saw him walk away?
He walked away. To the back. Straight to the back. I don't know what's going on in the back. There's another subject. Okay. What's going on? What's going on? I just told you what I seen.
Can we check your house?
Get a warrant.
Would you allow us to check your house?
Get a warrant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Close the door.
All right, I just skipped that network break because this is so important. Now, again, those cops overall are being pretty reasonable after they first try to act like the phone's a gun and, you know, say, hey, you better watch it. I'll drag you out of here and all the rest of it. They then back down and are more reasonable. Clearly, the woman's right there behind them saying she thinks he went in there. And then if the police did see somebody hiding back in there, they would have probable cause to come in. But no court is going to hold that up. That this woman says she thinks he went in there because they're neighbors and that he walked off. The point is, do you want people showing up at your door going, hey, the neighbor thinks that he came in here? I mean, my dad has a neighbor. My dad's got 4 acres in the middle of town that he bought 20 years ago, and now it's gotten all built up around it. And I'm not trying to be mean. These people all have Democratic Party signs around it. And they're incredible control freaks. They're always calling code enforcers on each other. It's just ongoing. I go to my parents at least, you know, once every couple of weeks with the kids to swim in their pool. And they got, like, rope swings and all that kind of stuff. It's like a park over there. And I've been there 3 times the police have been called. One time my daughter was in the heated pool. And my son was filling up the water gun with cold water, shooting her, and she screamed. It was obviously a little girl screaming, having a good time. And the police showed up and literally said, well, your neighbors said they thought they heard someone being beaten and attacked. And the cops said, do you just, mind if I just look in, your front door? And my dad's right there because we'd already gone in from the pool. He looked in. Everybody was fine. He just stuck his head in. He said, okay, sorry. See you later. We could have said, no, you can't. But we're just sitting there. The front door's right there. The living room's right there. We're sitting there having, dinner. Yeah, man, we're all family. Everything's fine. See, look. But then the cops went down. The neighbor was waiting and was sitting there waving their arms, wanting us to get in trouble. The other 2 times... There's a neighborhood back behind my parents where they shoot fireworks, and that same neighbor, it's always got 15 Democratic Party signs in her yard. I just think that's interesting. Calls the cops, and they come. This is 2 times I've been there, and we're sitting there barbecuing or whatever, hanging out, and they're like, yeah, we got a report of fireworks. We're just going, uh-huh. My parents have a fire pit out there by the pool. We're just like, no, we're not shooting fireworks off. But that's the country we live in. So much of it is, used to, you'd have a family unit in a tribe, and if some man beat up a woman bad, the brother or the father would come over and deal with them. We don't have families like that anymore. We have men in uniforms that show up. And I like like how the guy points out, why don't you go knock on all the doors? Because I've already dealt with this with these neighbors that like to call the police at the drop of a hat. Out in the country where I've got a place for my family. All my neighbors have had the police called on them, including myself, but they didn't know who was doing it, so they drove by. I was going somewhere, so I didn't talk to them. If you shoot a rifle or shotgun on your own property, all these Californians, we've talked to the neighbors, they're all Californians. I've been back there shooting a shotgun before with my children in the middle of the country, and I hear screaming 300 yards away down the creek with a woman and children running. And I'm shooting a shotgun the opposite direction into a clay embankment, shooting targets with my children, a 410. And I hear, they're shooting, I mean, 300 yards away, like screaming bloody murder, running up the hill, hyperventilating. A lot of this is just the degeneration of society and just the absolute mindlessness of it. But you can err on the side of, yeah, let the cops come in. Let the cops do whatever they want. That will always turn into a nightmare. That's all I'm saying. Like it's been known for a long time, the cops want to search your house without a warrant. They claim a 911 call came in. There's just a lot of this stuff going on, and it's got to be dealt with. That's my only point on that front. I want to go to George and Gary with a little bit of overdrive. We need you to talk to them. Before I go any further, please remember this entire broadcast is listener supported. The nightly news, the documentary films, the special reports, the magazine, the reporters going around the country and the world, everything we do, the news websites, the studios, everything. So we bring you the highest quality supplements, water filtration, pro-gun, pro-liberty t-shirts, ball caps, belt buckles, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the high quality supplements, the super male vitality, the super female vitality. I mean, it's the best stuff out there in my view. Nothing else like it. The Occupower, the Survival Shield X2, Nason Iodine. You've heard the rave reviews. Take the challenge. Buy a couple bottles of supplements. See what it does for you. Talk to your physician or healthcare provider if you got any questions. Give us a call toll free. We can answer all your questions. Tell you about any of the specials we're running. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And also spread the word about our AM and FM affiliates. Spread the word about their local sponsors or become a sponsor of our local stations and keep spreading the word. We're all in this together. Let's talk, and I want to thank you all for your support. Subscribe to the Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv. George in Connecticut. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hi, I thought of three possible solutions to getting these globalists and throwing them back. I call my first suggestion, lob back the grenades. Basically taking all their incidents, say like the border situation, and making it a major incident and combining things. Take the vets, take the Tea Party and people like that. They call us all, put on the special list. Let's all go down to the border, have a party, and basically seal up the border. And all the gun people at the border will have a gun show, a barbecue, and maybe some sort of concert. Or something like that, make a big thing of it, get hundreds of thousands of people to get down there and show that 80% of the people, it's the number one issue in the country. That's the first suggestion.
It's a great idea. You got to stop the infiltrators. They'll try to provocateur, but yeah.
Then a second point, maybe calling Operation Break the Bubble. Most of these globalists are in their little bubble because they don't have any reaction from these situations. What we should do is, I suggest...
Hold on, stay there, George. This is genius. I want to come back to you. Yeah, no. Go to their businesses, go to their houses, go to their public events, get tickets to their speaking events, and get in their face, make them uncomfortable, let them know you're aware of their program, and let everybody else be aware so that when all this stuff comes down, they get the blame. They're not going to escape Nuremberg 2, not George Soros, not Hillary Clinton, when Al-Qaeda...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with
pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.